This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited for today. We have many, many great things to talk about, Samuel. As you and I hold down the fort.
Yeah, we do.
Scott is in some Japanese garden today and then is on his way to Alcatraz. And for that, I am so happy for him, but also insanely jealous. Alcatraz has been on my bucket list my entire life.
Yeah.
I have yet to go. My daughter has been. I am fascinated by that prison near escape. I do believe they all died. I don't think that there's two dudes roaming around at age 90.
Yeah, they're not living in Mexico, living their best life because they managed to hop on a dinghy and go down the coast.
A couple of years ago, a guy came forward and said he was one of the guys. I don't know whatever came of that. I don't think I believe it.
Right.
I think, you know, he just wanted his 15 seconds of fame or whatever.
So, I did talk to him earlier today before he headed out to the island.
He called
you? I reminded him to not close any of the cell doors while in the cell.
Nope.
They don't exactly have those keys laying around anymore.
Nope.
And you'll have to become one of the escapees if you do that.
You know, we did the haunted Missouri Penn tour down in Columbia. And they do not mess around with those cell doors. They said, look, that is a one-way ticket to staying the night. It is at least $1,000 to call someone out at 11 p.m., a, quote, locksmith. Once you close one of those doors, some of the systems were set up where multiple doors would close.
Right, all of them.
They said, the one thing that we cannot impress upon you enough is we are not joking around about not touching the doors. Do not touch them. Do not think about touching them. And everyone was very well behaved. There have been cases over the years where somebody, let's see what happens if I touch this. And you're right. You get locked in.
We had a story a couple of years ago about a couple of young kids who broke into an abandoned prison, thought it would be funny to try to close one of the cell doors, and guess what? Had to call the cops to have them come get them out of the abandoned jail that they broke into.
That's trespassing.
Because they locked themselves in.
You know, I remember a couple years ago, there was an abandoned old tiny, tiny county jail for sale on Zillow. And Sam, it was somewhere Kansas City adjacent, like within an hour of here. I don't remember the town.
Yeah.
They were selling it or they were going to knock it down. And I remember thinking, why would you not make that the world's greatest bar or bed and breakfast? Like, you know, Teller's in Lawrence is an old bank building.
And if I remember, it was a smaller jail. It was only like eight
tiny,
or 10 cells. Yeah.
Tiny. And I hope they didn't tear that down because there's so much cool stuff you could do with that. Anyway, Scott is in California. We'll be back on Monday. We have so many things to talk about today. I want to start. I wish Q had stuck around. I want to start with CAG's record-setting home run last night. Salvi got two over the wall.
He did. He was off the ball. I just watched the replay.
Oh, my gosh. The replay is hilarious because you hear, let me play it. You hear Ryan Lefever and Hud, they're talking, you know, he's up to bat and they're doing what they do. Like, I'm obsessed with listening to both of them. And they're just talking. And then when he connects with that shot, I've got to pull it up. You hear them go, that one. Then at the same time, they go, whoa! It is hilarious. We'll see if we can find it.
Stand by. I'm watching an ad.
Oh, it's in my phone somewhere. I thought I posted it on my KMBZ page.
3, 2.
Let her rip.
Good timing.
All right, let's try that again.
Cags and Vinny Pasquantino with those.
Oh, there it is. Goldie. Good timing. My goodness. Way out of here. Whoa.
It was right there. Woo.
I mean, above the green monster between the fountains, 466 feet.
Woo. So they are saying that is Kansas City's longest rookie home run on record. But I don't know why that particular record, they only started keeping track of that record not that long ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it is being called a record-setting 466-foot home run.
His call-up season, too. Even technically a rookie yet.
Do you see what I'm wearing today? I'm wearing my Cags jersey.
I love it.
Did you see also when he made contact, you guys, if you go find the photo, the still photo, and I'm telling you, MLB.com has picked this up. ESPN has picked this up. That's how eye-popping this home run was. But if you look at the still photo, the moment he connects, his tongue is out like Patrick Mahomes does when he throws the football.
Like Michael Jordan making a play on the court.
Yes, his tongue is out. My grandpa used to do that when we played ping pong. Like it's when you are really concentrating.
He froze because he knew it was going yard.
Thank you, Sam. Was You're it a welcome. Can of corn?
No, it was not a can
it,
of corn.
It was just yard.
He did go yard.
From Yahoo Sports, the power flashed big time on Wednesday. His power when he crushed a 466-foot homer over the batter's eye off Pittsburgh Pirates starter Bailey Falter. The long ball measured at 110.8 miles an hour off the bat put us up 3-0. And 110 miles an hour off the bat, I guess, that's a big deal, right? I mean, they have stats on everything.
That is some good exit velocity and obviously some great trajectory to get that 466
feet. So much fun. And then they play tonight, new team. Is it the Mets tonight? I'm trying to remember, I believe. Anyway, so fun. We do not miss a game. Tonight also, by the way, is the National Geographic 50th anniversary Jaws special for those of you who would like to watch the Royals game and tape the Jaws special as we will.
Royals tonight at 7:10 against the Mets, and then they don't play again. Oh, pardon me, tomorrow night.
Oh, are they off tonight?
Yes.
Ah. I mean, I know they get a day off once in a while, but oh my God. I get bored when that happens. When we get back from our first break, this is like the warning that I want you to call in if you have this specific issue in your life. And we haven't talked about migraines much on this program, but we're trying to get our boss to come in here. She suffers from terrible, life-altering migraines, right? And there's this sort of bizarre viral video out there where a young woman who has this issue in her life says she does this thing, and we're going to tell you about it when we come back. She does this thing, and it has helped even when pain meds do not help. And
I've always found that I suffer from migraines from time to time, typically weather-related. But
okay.
I've always found that medication never helps.
Because of the change in the pressure system. Mm-hmm.
Barometric pressure.
So I don't want to hear from the people that have had a bad headache. We've all had a headache. We've all been hungover. That is not, and I always tell people, Sam, unless you have legitimately had a migraine, it is so hard to describe that pain. I have had two, and both were in or adjacent to my pregnancies.
Okay.
It was so weird. And I would love someone to describe that because I've never had one since. But I remember when the second one happened, it's almost like a labor pain. When I felt it coming on, I thought, oh my God, not again.
Huh.
So during—
I wonder if that has to do with like imbalance of hormones or
yes,
something.
Yes, during pregnancy, or I think it was right after I'd given birth to one of them. And then three or four times I have had a descent migraine right as the captain comes on in the airplane and says, all right, as we are prepared to make the final approach, put your tray tables up. You know, we're still above 10,000 feet, but we're starting the process where the stewardesses come over and take your trash. Like, that's where the plane was all four times when the most searing ice pick behind my left eyeball pain I have ever had in my life happened.
Does a plane landing stress you out?
No.
Do you have fear around the landing?
I love flying. I think it
that
is
makes no
a,
sense.
It's a, well, I think it does. It's a pressurization issue, Sam.
Okay.
So when we get back, we're going to tell you about the hack, tell you why this video has gone viral. And then if you have migraines, do you think this will work for you? And one doctor says, scientifically, it sort of makes sense what this woman's doing. And it's just a silly thing. But she says it works, and we will go over it straight ahead on Dana and Parks. You can text us as well. If you are in the category of migraine sufferers, ooh, I am so sorry that you are, at 913-586-7798. We're back with that straight ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So everybody in life has a thing, right? We all have a thing. And I hope that your thing is not the migraine, because I've had it happen a handful of times when a plane is landing or when I'm pregnant or just given birth is when I have had a migraine. And I'll tell you, once you have it happen, you will never, ever allow anyone around you to say, oh, I have a migraine today. No, you don't. You have a headache. And I feel like once you feel the pain that is a migraine, you will never again say, oh, I feel like I have a migraine. You just don't. I feel like people should not be allowed to say that. That is how searing the pain was in my brain when this happened.
The only relief that I can ever find when I do have a migraine is shoving my face into a pillow in a very cold room with no noise other than the fan that is blowing the cold air on me.
And no lights.
Any movement, any light, it's just piercing.
Have you thrown up, Sam? Because with mine, I threw up.
I have felt nauseous. I have never thrown up.
Okay. So listen to this, and then we're going to invite Big Boss in to talk about this because she's one of our migraine sufferers that we're going to talk to today. 913-586-7798. The phones are already ringing if this is you. Bizarre viral migraine hack can really work, according to a neurologist. Here's how. Heads up, bottles up. Worldwide, more than 1 billion people suffer from migraines. And because the cause isn't fully understood, treating them can be tricky, with sufferers often curling up in a dark, quiet room, waiting for the pain to pass. But one woman has revealed the bizarre, unlikely hack that works for her, even when pain meds don't. I'm showing Roxanne the photo here. And a neurologist told the Post her method actually makes sense. So this woman goes on TikTok, shows what she's doing, and the video goes viral because it's so silly. Tilly Walker lies in bed, face up, while balancing a full bottle of Evian water on her forehead. She says, quote, "How I sleep, as no medicine helps my migraines, but somehow balancing a water bottle on my head stops the pain." She said, figuring it out has been life-changing knowledge for her, so she is passing it on. And experts do say there is some science to support this. There is a long history of using pressure on the forehead to relieve pain. We're not doctors on the program. We don't even claim to be, nor would we, but I want to talk to my migraine sufferers. Roxanne, you are one of them. Yours are so bad, you went to the ER a couple of weeks ago. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did it start for you?
I think I was like 3. I've had them my whole life.
Did you, but as a child, you wouldn't know what it was?
No. But my mom was a nurse, so she knew.
Got it.
Yeah.
And why? They can't tell you why.
I mean, I think that they can tell you the environment, things that you eat, stress,
light.
All of those things. Light. I mean, there's so many causes. You know, different people have different, like, sort of triggers.
But you can just be having a perfectly normal day, mm-hmm. and then it takes you to your knees.
Yeah. Like, it could be the sun flashed through the window the wrong way, and you start to get a headache and a trigger.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It could be you ate the wrong thing.
Can medication stave it off? Like, if you feel it coming for mm-hmm. you?
Yeah. Nowadays, there's actually a lot of good medications.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't always work depending upon the level of the headache.
But how do you get, how often? Like, let's say in a typical month, how many days are you, like, if you had to black out a calendar, how many days in a month?
8 or 9.
8 or 9 out of a month.
Mm-hmm.
But you are an extremely high-functioning executive. You went to college. Like, how do you live with it?
You just have to deal with it. You start, migraine patients, I'm sure the listeners, you know, that have migraines,
yeah.
understand. You start to make it part of your life. And there's days that you lose a day in your life, and then there's days that you function with it because you have kids and you have work.
Right.
And you have family obligations, and you just function with it.
I had it 6-7 times in my life. It brought me to my knees. Mm-hmm. And so anyone listening where you have this thing, and I'm sure, okay, a water bottle on my head. I asked you during a break, you've tried everything. You've tried Botox. You've tried, there's all these
I've
things.
I've tried everything. And then people, you know, when you talk to people and have conversations, they always have like, have you done this? Have you done that?
Yes.
Drink more water.
No.
And you're like, thank you.
You're an educated woman.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
Tried everything.
I'm not saying.
Don't eat this. Don't eat that.
The water bottle on the head seems silly. It worked
seems
for her.
Silly.
I mean, will you send me a photo if you try it?
Yes. I'm going to totally try it.
Water bottle.
For you.
Like, can you imagine, like, the last 100 years, even neuroscientists can't figure this out. And then some girl comes along on TikTok and she's like, put a water bottle on your head.
And it works.
Ding, ding, ding. Anything else? Like, any advice you have for people that are in your camp or have just figured out? Like, you can be in your 20s and these start, or your 30s. Like, I didn't have my first one until it would have been my late 20s.
I mean, I think for me, and again, we don't claim to be doctors. I'm not a doctor, but I do think, like, for me, it's like the environment and the food. Like, I am,
food.
That's why I don't drink alcohol anymore.
You cut alcohol out?
Yeah. Because it just is a trigger.
Okay.
And chocolate and cheese.
Cheese and chocolate and wine.
And wine.
So Napa's out.
Yeah. No Napa with you, Dana.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Right.
All right. Well, I want you to try it and then get back with us.
Oh, I'm going to.
And let
us
know.
And I'll take a photo. Just like wearing these silly things.
Yes, because we are. We'll get to that later. Yes. Sports boys are giving out fun things at the Royals game this weekend. Yep. So, all right. Well, thank you for sitting in.
Yeah.
I hope it works for you, but if it doesn't.
I'm going to try it.
You know, if it doesn't, this is clearly non-invasive. And what is her name? If you guys want to look up the video, she's darling little thing. Tilly Walker is her name. And the post reads, "This is how I sleep, as no medicine helps my migraines. But for some reason, balancing a water bottle on my head stops the pain." 913-586-7798. Thank you, Roxanne, for sitting in.
You bet.
Let's go to Kayleen in Kansas City. Hey, Kayleen.
Thank you.
Go ahead, girl. Can you hear me? Nope. Kayleen dropped off. I hope you're not having a migraine. Susan in Mission. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
So good. Go ahead.
Well, I've had migraines since 1990. They started after I had kids. And I ended up in the Houston Headache Clinic in 95. And they started me on a preventative medicine. And that helped. But it shot my short-term memory, which was bad for my work. I couldn't work because I couldn't remember things.
I almost feel like, Susan, it's whack-a-mole with the medication. Like, you could find a medicine that helps you work, but, you know, then there's something else that goes wrong.
Yeah. I couldn't. I was working at a bank opening accounts for people, and I couldn't remember their name that they just told me or what they wanted that they just told me. So anyway, I dealt with it for years and would work all day and then be at the emergency room that night getting a shot, getting a pain shot. And I just dealt with that. I'd go home from work, fix dinner for my three kids, and then go to the emergency room for a shot. And I dealt with that for many years. And then they got more medication that helped. And now I get Botox shots every 3 months. And that has helped tremendously. But I still get them. And I take sumatriptan. And I take a new one called Quilipta.
Okay.
Which is a preventative, but the sumatriptan helps when I get one.
Susan, and hey, real quick, because we got a lot of people trying to get in. I want to thank you for weighing in and thank you for your honesty about all of these things. I'm glad that you brought up the ER. Roxanne said 2 weeks ago, Sam, she was in the ER. She was throwing up for 9 hours.
Oh my God.
Because of the migraine. And I mean, at that point, you have to go to the ER because now you have a migraine, your body is reacting violently to it, and now you're completely dehydrated.
And the pressure aspect of the water bottle trick makes sense to me because part of the reason why I so forcefully shove my face into a pillow, of course, with a vent so I can breathe, is because putting that extra pressure on my forehead, around my eyes, around my temples really does relieve the pain.
So Tilly is not alone. Several commenters have admitted to using the water bottle method as well, with one saying, "Girl, I thought I was the only crazy person doing this. It works well for me." The bottle has to be full. And one doctor says the bottle may also function as a mindfulness tool, offering further relief, like focusing on balancing the bottle, taking you away from the pain.
You could also freeze the water bottle.
Oh, yes. You just got a brick on top
of
your head.
And you have an ice pack.
And you have an ice pack. 913-586-7798. One line open if you want it. Back with much more on this straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny.
Inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks, talking about this viral video. I mean, this is in the New York Post today. I expect to see this on all of the news channels because so many of you suffer from migraines. Or if you missed it, a girl went on TikTok or some social media platform and said, when I balance a full bottle of water on my head and I'm laying completely still, face up in bed, it stops my pain.
And neurologists are saying, yeah, that makes sense. As Roxanne mentioned, every time she talks about having migraine issues, everybody always has their own bit of advice. We talked about triggers. She had mentioned alcohol, cheese, chocolate. Yeah. The text line is also throwing in deli meats are apparently a pretty common trigger.
Deli meats because of the processed nature?
Other people say that they take Dramamine as they feel the migraine coming on. I would like to reiterate that we are not medical professionals and we do not give out medical advice.
There are some people that are saying the migraine meal can help, and it is caffeine and, like, basically fat.
I was just
McDonald's.
About to say, other people are saying they are pounding Pepsi.
Yeah.
So the caffeine intake is what helps cut down on their migraine.
Is it because the caffeine constricts your blood vessels?
I have no idea.
Because I found it interesting. She said, Roxanne said cheese and chocolate are triggers.
Something else would be DAITH, D-A-I-T-H, needling, which is an acupuncture.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Service. Let's go to Kathy in KCK. Hey, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to say MSG. MSG. Look up the side effects and symptoms of MSG.
So highly processed foods, Kathy, is that a trigger for you?
Yes. If I eat Chinese food or restaurant food that's got MSG in it, I can guarantee I will have that headache with nausea in the night. And I've done it for years, and I've learned to avoid. When I go into a restaurant, Chinese restaurant or whatever, I say, do you use MSG?
Do you use MSG?
The answer is yes. Most, if not all, Chinese restaurants use MSG.
Well, and by the way,
monosodium glutamate.
I love Chinese food. Isn't MSG in just about everything, Sam?
It's in a lot of things. So, typically, if you see like natural flavors as an ingredient on a package, there's probably some form of MSG.
She is right. Food additives have been linked to migraine attacks. MSG is probably the best known additive and has been demonstrated to cause rapid cramps and migraine attacks in 10 to 15% of people living with migraine. Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Hey, Jim, good to hear from you.
Hello there. Well, as a youth, I used to get them several times a month, but over the years, they have dwindled down to where I now get them maybe once a year, and they're a weather headache.
Yeah, that's what Sam's are. Sam's are weather headaches, Jim.
I learned to do things differently with it, and going back to my aunt, who was under a doctor's care at Menninger's, and one of the things that they did with that was warm the hands because they found out people with migraines had cold hands.
Huh.
And when that they warmed their hands, the pain went down. So there's all kinds of stuff in there, and there's stuff that people won't believe that works, but does. So, yeah, keep trying till you find something that works.
And Jim, to your point, when you look up MSG and migraines, there's evidence to suggest there is a correlation. And then there are also studies that suggest there's not enough evidence to strongly correlate. They don't know. They don't know. Let's go to Martin in Belton. Hi, Martin.
Hey, Sam. And hello, Dana.
Hello. Go ahead.
Well, there's actually a direct correlation with some folks that have a medical condition called a PFO, pain foramen ovale. And I think this is what Mackie had. So it can cause folks to have strokes and what's called TIAs as well.
Yeah.
And a predisposed indication of the TIAs are the migraines. Hmm. And I have firsthand knowledge that a lot of patients that get their PFO closed percutaneously, when that happens, their migraines disappear. If not overnight. So something to think about. PFO.
PFO closure. And F is in Frank. It is patent foramen.
Patent foramen ovale.
Okay. We will pass that on. But let me ask you this, Martin. When you go to the doctor and you've had debilitating migraines for your entire life, don't they know about that? Like, is that common knowledge in the medical field where, like, if I sent this to my boss, she would be like, yes, yes, I've heard of PFO. Or is it not common knowledge?
It is common knowledge. So just to be clear, I don't have the migraines, but I was a part of the therapy, the PFO therapy to
okay.
help these patients. And all of them would say the same thing. You know, I had 10, 15 migraines a month. I tried the Botox. I tried the Amitrax. I
yep.
tried it all.
Yep.
And they would come back and say, I had this PFO occluder put in and I'm right as rain.
Wow. Martin, I'm going to pass that along to her and to all of our listeners. Thank you. Thank you. Ask your doctor about it. We're not here to dispense advice, but I'd never heard of PFO until just now. Jay in Platte City. Go ahead, Jay. Hi.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
I am one of those people that has a migraine for no less than 2 weeks long. I am the type that throws up because they're so bad. I've heard a lot of great advice that I'll definitely look into, but caffeine and, like you said, all of your diet, if you're not eating enough, or like me, I eat once a day. All of those things make a big difference. But I know a lot of the older generation might not do this, but some of the younger generation, there is a piercing you can get that helps with migraines into the little cartilage into your ear. So I thought about going into that, but I've enjoyed hearing everybody's great advice.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call, Jay. I'm
so
still,
that's that front
still
flap
looking
on
up,
your ear.
I'm still looking up PFO.
Same thing, similar spot to where that DATH needling would happen. A lot of people are also saying artificial sweeteners, aspartame, are triggers for them. We do also have a number of people saying that MSG was debunked as a trigger for migraines. You can Google it all day long. There are thousands of people that say that they get migraines after consuming
okay,
food with MSG.
But there are also people who believe that, I'm not going to give that example, but like that one thing in the medical community might lead to the other thing when it really doesn't. That it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I appreciate you.
I'm not bringing it up, but like it just happens to look like coincidentally. You know what I'm saying, Sam?
Correlation, causation.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between correlation and causation, and then also just chance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, certainly.
913-586-7798. Have we gone to Margie? Hi, Margie. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Just one more suggestion that a nurse line told me one time. You take a very warm bath and at the same time put an ice pack around your neck because the warm bath pulls the blood supply down to the bottom of the abdomen and then takes it, constricts away from your brain, up in your head.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's one thing to try, yeah.
I love it, Margie. It's sort of like also like when you would have hiccups as a child, you know, your grandma would be like, well, you need to swallow a spoonful of sugar, okay? Or you need to scare them out. Or like sometimes things work for patient A that aren't going to work for patient B. And sometimes you try something like a spoonful of sugar and you think that's what fixed it, when in actuality, like, they were just done running their course.
Well, and there's a wild fun fact about headaches. There are no pain receptors in the brain.
Right. That's why they can do brain surgery on you while you're awake.
So how do I have a headache? There's no pain receptors.
That's a great question, Sam. Great question. Let's go to Roger in Olathe.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
So good. Go ahead.
Well, good. About 45 years ago, I developed something in my head that was just a killer. I mean, it basically felt like I was going to die. I told my doctor, I said, doctor, I don't think it's deadly. I said, because if it was, I'd be dead anyway already. And what these are cluster headaches. They're vascular in nature. Therefore, maybe the reason we have pain up and down the neck. My pain really is starting every year around early fall. And I also develop a cluster of them in, like, say, oh, I don't know, maybe in June, something like that. And each headache lasts about 45 minutes. It's directly related to what time of day it is. I mean, every day on target, I get a cluster headache.
Roger, is it behind your eyeball?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I just suffer for that for the last 45 years, and I've learned to deal with it. And here's my treatment. My treatment's going to just blow your mind. I'm inhaling black pepper.
Inhaling black pepper.
Yeah. Hold one side of your nostril. Sniff on the other side.
Oh, man. Roger. Woo.
God bless you, Roger.
I think I'd rather have the migraine.
A chew. Dang.
From the National Institutes of Health, among the case series studies, PFO closing, that little flap valve in the heart.
Yeah.
Resolved the headaches in 14 to 85% of patients.
That's a very, very, that is an very small margin.
Enormous number.
Good God.
Pick one. But thank you for the education. Never heard of the old PFO. 913-586-7798. We are back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead. Speaking of health, the healthiest states in America, and a study finds where you live could add 8 years to your life. Now, I cheated and looked at the top three headlines, Sam, and I know you've seen it too because you printed it. I would have guessed, I don't know in order, I would have guessed the top two, but I would have guessed they were in New England. I would have guessed that.
Okay. And why do you think that?
It just, New Hampshire feels healthy-ish to me. Like,
okay.
It just seems like they're healthier up there.
Yeah.
So it turns out Vermont tops the list with a healthy states index score of 8.69. They have a life expectancy there of 78.4 years. New Hampshire and Washington State round out the top three.
So we've got the far northeast, yeah, the far northwest.
They've got clean air. They've got abundant outdoor recreation, extensive walking routes. Now, the highest life expectancy is Hawaii. Hawaii did not crack the overall top 10, but they come in with the highest life expectancy of 79.9 years.
So it really comes down less to where you live and more to what you do. They, of course, are rating
Correct.
It based off of how many gyms are available, how many healthy stores are available, parks, pools, things that get you out and get you moving. But if you don't do any of those things,
right,
this is not going to matter
to you.
Yeah,
you can be super unhealthy and live in Hawaii.
So if you live in Kansas or Missouri, who happen to find themselves in the middle of the pack, Kansas is far better than Missouri. But if you live in Kansas or Missouri, you can still boost your life expectancy by fulfilling all of these things, getting out,
right,
getting active, eating right. Now, granted, if you live in downtown LA, you can't really do anything about the pollution score, but...
But I'm guessing you have access to gyms in downtown LA.
Yeah.
Right? So let me give you an idea of what the scoring system looks like. The very, very lowest score is 4.9. That is the bottom of the basement score, and your winner is Louisiana. Mississippi was actually a little bit better. Louisiana is dead last with a score of 4.9. New Hampshire is the highest at 8.4. So there's your parameter. Basically 5 to 8.5 is your parameter. Missouri, you come in at 6.05, and Kansas did quite a bit better at 7.51. And that's interesting to me because Colorado is 8.1. And I would have thought Colorado is among the healthiest. It's up there.
I also find it very interesting that they put a lot of weight in the percentage of adults that smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And the number of people that visit the hospital more than once. But it doesn't seem to apply that much because if you look at it, even the states with the top five have the higher percentages in those categories. Maine, 15.5% of adults smoke and 13.7% of hospital visitors
right.
are going back pretty often.
So let me ask you this. How do they track smoking use? Is it through the taxes?
Probably just a survey, a random survey.
See, because to me, if you really want to know where the smokers are,
yeah.
you look at the sales tax. That's how you know. You don't call, to me, you don't call 5,000 random people and say, do you smoke? And then you take that number and somehow extrapolate out some bigger number and this is your number.
Sadly, that's how we do it most of
I know.
The time.
You just look at the taxes.
They just use data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who okay. apparently keep numbers on how many people smoke.
Okay. How can that add 8 years to your life? I mean, I think on average, you got to be careful with these averages.
Get outside, touch grass, breathe fresh air, work out, be active, eat right. You'll live longer.
Louisiana, by the way, ranks last, I told you, with 4.97 points. They are calling what's going on in Louisiana a, quote, health crisis across multiple measures. The state has the fewest gyms, less than a quarter of Vermont's rate, by the way. Smoking rates are the highest at 21%. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. The life expectancy in Louisiana is 72 years, whereas in Hawaii, remember, it was almost 80.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. When we get back, there is a big medical headline in the news today. You're going to see it on all the news channels tonight. It is in the Kansas City Star. We have had another hospital announce they will no longer be delivering babies. And why are more and more hospitals, man, especially in rural communities, you hear about the maternity deserts. Are we headed toward some form of maternity desert here? And what does it say? This is the second major hospital, by the way, I looked this up, in about a year that has closed down their maternity ward. So
and
what's behind it?
Where did the demand
go? Well, yeah, women are still having babies.
Yeah.
So why are hospitals shutting down the maternity wards? We're going to talk about that with someone who really understands the sociology behind some of this.
Okay.
Coming up at 3 o'clock. And we actually scheduled this interview yesterday. I wanted to wait until we had more information about the shuttering of this maternity ward. That is coming up on Dana and Parks, 913-586-7798. Also, how much would you have paid for a slice of cake from Queen Elizabeth's wedding?
Ooh.
The number's
back then
in.
Or today?
Nope. Someone bought it.
Oh boy. Oh.
And would you eat it? Oh, we're
no.
talking about, you want to talk
you
about your life
expectancy?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.